All right. A massive tsunami of death and disease is about to decimate the global mRNA vaccinated population, according to top virologist Dr. Geert Van den Bosch, who warned that the spike protein is a ticking time bomb programmed to explode. Now, if there were ever a virologist who we should be listening to, it is Dr. Bosch, whose curriculum vitae includes roles as a senior officer in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. We won't hold that against him. And senior program manager for the Global Alliance for Vaccines and Immunization. The Belgian virologist is a high-level insider who could not continue working for the elite in good conscience. Now he's blowing the whistle about his former colleagues and their secrets and what he says about the elite's plans for humanity that could not be more disturbing. Dr. Bosch warns that a huge, huge wave of illness and deaths among those that got the jab, vaccinated with mRNA, is now imminent, and that this massive tsunami will collapse hospitals and cause financial and social chaos in highly vaccinated countries around the world. Bosch issued the urgent warning during an appearance on the KunstlerCast podcast last week. Citing his work with the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and Gavi, he said, "I've been studying this for 4 years. I know what I'm talking about. I'm probably the only person, in all modesty, who understands the immunology behind this. The thing I want your audience to understand, what we will be facing in the hyperacute COVID crisis that is imminent, is that we will have to build a completely new world. We are living in critical times, right, in which the global elite must be defeated before they seize total control." Dr. Bosch has a special message for his former colleagues, the COVID cartel, including Gates, and of course, Dr. Anthony Fauci. "It's our job to ensure that history books of the future record the COVID cartel as the criminals that they are." That's absolutely true, folks.
I agree.
"First, you got to win the war against the global elite and serve justice upon them for the crimes against humanity they have perpetrated with psychopathic disdain." Dr. Bosch is not the only top doctor courageous enough to blow the whistle on the elite and their plans for global domination. In recent weeks, we've had brave testimonies from, of course, Dr. Peter McCullough, who's been fighting this valiantly for quite some time now, who revealed that the majority of COVID patients who died in the hospital were murdered by medical staff who received massive financial incentives to implement lethal procedures. Dr. Mike Yerden, the former Pfizer executive, confirmed that COVID mRNA vaccines operate as a bioweapon with the goal of depopulating the planet Earth. And leading oncologist Dr. William Mackus revealed that rare and aggressive forms of cancer are now exploding across the world. But we shouldn't just need these brave truth tellers to break the bad news. We should be able to see it all around us. And I'm sure in many cases, you have family members and friends where you have seen it. Fully vaccinated athletes are dropping like flies. Four professional soccer players have collapsed live on TV in the last week alone. And at a single university campus in North Carolina, 150 students and staff were just diagnosed with a host of tumors and immune diseases. And the so-called experts are desperately trying to convince the public it has nothing to do with the mRNA vaccines, right? Of course, not everybody's eyes are open. Mainstream media still has a hold of the perception of many people, and they're living in a fantasy land where war is peace, freedom is slavery, and ignorance is strength. Orwell must be turning over in his grave, right? That's why it's so important that we continue exposing the crimes of the elite and waking up as many people about the real agenda of the elite before it is too late. We really are in a fight for our lives and the lives of future generations. It's not like we haven't been warned. Unfortunately, for the majority of the world, they placed their trust in the criminal COVID cartel and failed to heed the warnings of those who had humanity's interests at heart. At the start of the pandemic, Dr. Luc Montagnier, the winner of the Nobel Prize for Medicine, slammed the mass vaccination program undertaken by world governments and said the future of the human race now depends on the unvaccinated. If only more people had listened to those wise words of Dr. Montagnier, Dr. Bosch, Dr. Makis, and Dr. Yearden instead of the siren song of Fauci, Gates, Schwab, and the globalist COVID cartel. I wish they had listened. Now it may be a little too late.
I agree.
Of course, I've read some key documents, and I must say, to some extent, it also blew me away, right?
But it seems, seems nefarious, actually.
Yeah, that is, of course, but again, my viewpoint is that what has currently happened, or what is currently happening, that we have been turning through this mass vaccination, a relatively harmless virus, not completely harmless, but relatively harmless, we have been turning this through massive gain of function into really a weapon of mass destruction, right? And that is the thing we first have to deal with. You know, every time in business, you have to prioritize. Well, if there is one thing that I put on the very top of the list, then it is how are we going to deal with the kind of virus that is circulating right now, and is in no regard when it comes to its biological properties comparable to the kind of Wuhan virus that invaded our countries 4 years ago. And this will be the big topic. For me, it's the only big topic. All the rest, you know, we will have to deal with it afterwards. But I'm sure that many of the topics that are now on the agenda will simply be canceled. For many reasons, not to hide things, but you know,
which topics are you speaking of?
For example, the origin of the virus, many of the lawsuits, etc., will all be canceled. These are things that take a lot of time. People don't imagine. Most people think I'm just a crazy man, but what I'm really predicting is a massive, massive tsunami. And then you have hundreds of items on your agenda. But if such a thing happens, I mean, many of these agenda points just get wiped off the table, of course. So I think the trick is to be able to concentrate on what is most important. And I'm not saying that all of the other topics on the agenda are not important. They are very important, but we will have to deal with the most important things first and see what is left then to deal with. But to your point, I've also been surprised with all what's going on, or what has been going on behind the scene, where people have this kind of very, very suspicious research projects, and to some extent want to patent things or patenting things, viruses, that then ultimately appear to be the circulating virus in the population. So how does that rhyme? It's very, very difficult. I don't know, but I'm a scientist, and I'm saying the most important from a scientific viewpoint is now the threat of the currently circulating virus, given the dysregulated immune response in millions of vaccinated people, right?
Now, you've said very clearly in more than once that you expected a great deal of trouble in a fairly quick time frame upcoming in the months ahead. What can people do who are worried about their immune systems? We know here in the USA we have a number of organized doctors, such as Peter McCullough and his group, who have various treatment protocols for vaccination problems, you know, namely spike proteins that's circulating in people's system. Do you have any idea on your own what people might do in the face of this problem?
Yeah. Well, you know, James, you are recording all this, and I'm very happy about this because nobody believes me. Nobody, even these frontline doctors, don't believe me when I say, guys, none of your treatments will work because it will go too fast. It will go extremely fast. It will be a hyper acute a tsunami, right? Mm-hmm. Where people who start to show symptoms will pass out, pass away within 24 hours, right?
Oh, my Nobody's, goodness.
Yeah, nobody believes me. Of course, nobody believes me. That is why it is good and it is exceptional that you can record my words. And yeah, in the sense that, okay, I mean, it is documented, right? So because what happens is that what is deteriorating the situation is every single reinfection, re-exposure of people who have been vaccinated. And you will see, and you know, you can write this down or it is recorded. You will see that what will happen, for example, in the next coming weeks is that you will see that we will have more and more cases of more and more serious long COVID. Please remind it, more cases, a higher prevalence of more cases and more severe cases of long COVID.
That is the chronic presentation of the disease.
They will start to replace the surge of the cancers, right? So things will go, remember, from an acute disease, I just explained it, acute self-limiting. Now we have a more chronic phase. It will end with a hyper-acute phase, a huge wave. And of course, nobody, you know, I've been studying this like for 4 years. I know what I'm talking about. I'm probably the only person, in all modesty, who understands the immunology behind this. And so what I can advise, and I have done many, many videos to make people aware to all the vaccinated people, is that they should start. What do they need to do? Well, they need to avoid reinfection. It's very simple because it's the reinfection that is now the cause. The reinfection in the vaccinated people, that is what the culprit is. That is what is responsible for deteriorating the situation. So if your immune system cannot avoid infection, what can you do? Well, the only thing you can do, it's very, very simple, is take antivirals, of course. The only difference is that you will not be able to wait for taking these antivirals till you have symptoms. So what I'm advising is as soon as people see that in one or the other state, for example, in the United States, this thing starts with, you know, hospitalizations and deaths going up very rapidly, they need to take antivirals prophylactically, not wait till they have any symptoms. Because I can tell you, I'm in Belgium, if it starts in the US or if it starts in Israel or if it starts in the UK, I bet you that within a few days, you will see the same scenario in many of these highly vaccinated countries. But not in Africa, of course. No problems with long COVID in Africa. There will be no tsunami in Africa, right?
Yeah.
Because it's herd immunity. We don't have herd immunity.
And low vaccination rate.
Of course.
Now, when you say antiviral, are we talking about these pharmaceuticals that were demonized by the public health, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and others like it?
You have been following the evolution of the FDA, their position towards ivermectin in the recent days?
Yes. Well, they seem to be making a pivot.
Yeah. You know, what I have been predicting already half a year ago that the public health authorities – are finally going to have mandates for ivermectin vaccination. I mean, this seems a little bit hilarious, right? But that is the kind of evolution that we are going to see, because which antivirals could you use? Listen, when you hear Pierre Curie and other experts, I mean, the results with ivermectin are fabulous. It is very safe. It is the only antiviral that is cost-effective, that is widely available, can be supplemented in sufficient quantities, and that is safe. There is simply no alternative. Yeah, maybe hydroxychloroquine, etc., but this is, let's say, the same ball game. And the public health authorities will come too late with their ivermectin mandates. But you see already how they are evolving, how their position is
Well,
evolving.
also you can see how that if they do that, that will really disorder the reputation of medicine,
But
worse than it already is.
who cares?
Well, it's
No,
not so
wait a
much.
minute. Wait a minute. The thing I want your audience to understand is that what we will be facing in terms of the hyper acute COVID crisis that is imminent is that we will have, and that is the positive news, we will have to build a completely new world, right? So there won't be the FDA anymore, or all these folks, I don't know where they will be going. What will happen to them? It's very uncertain, but it's very, very clear that when this starts, our hospitals will collapse. And when the hospitals collapse, that means that the chaos, in all kinds of layers of society, financial, economic, social, you name it, the chaos will be complete, right? And that is what I'm very clearly predicting. And I'm not a fool. Yeah, I'm a scientist, right? I insist people can look at my curriculum. I've been talking like 4 years about this. I've written many, many articles. People can ask me questions. I'm teaching online courses, lectures on epidemiology and pandemics and epidemics, etc. And it's very strange for me to make such statements, but
Well,
I'm hiding it because I'm 200% convinced that it will happen.
one final question. Have you been personally persecuted for spreading this information? Because that's certainly the case in the USA, where doctors have opposed the public health establishment and the medical establishment. Have you been under attack?
Well, I've been a little bit under attack in Belgium by a bunch of immunologically or scientifically illiterate journalists, etc. But I've not really been suffering. But listen, of course, I have my strategy. First of all, I've been lucky. Why? Because I'm still a veterinary doctor, right? I'm not a medical doctor. I have not a practice in medical I have not a medical practice. And secondarily, I've never been naming certain names. I've never been attacking people individually. When I talk about idiots, public health authorities, etc., I have no problem if I talk about the WHO, but I'm not going to cite particular names, for example. And the third thing is that everything I'm saying, even if I make very strong statements, I can back them up with scientific data, right? My discourse is scientific. I'm a scientific activist, right? But I'm not the guy who turns to conspiracies or things that I cannot prove or that I don't know for sure. Not necessarily pretending they're wrong, but if I don't know it for sure, you won't hear me about this. If it's not my field of expertise, I will delegate it to other people, etc. But I will always very clearly express my opinion on the things I know without attacking people in person, right? So, I've not been surfing too much. And also, I've been being in Belgium, I've primarily been speaking in the US and abroad, not that much in my country, because I wanted to reach as many people as possible. Yeah. If I give an interview in Belgium, there is 30 people who will watch. If I do it on a US platform, I can add a few zeros, right?
Well, this has certainly been and is going to continue to be a very strange period of world history.
Yeah.
I want to thank you very much for coming on the podcast. And this will be a bit of a cold shower for a lot of listeners out there. But I think your message is very important, and we should be very careful of how human affairs proceed in the months ahead. So thank you very
Yeah.
much, Dr. Geert Vandenbosch. Is there any particular website that you have that you would encourage listeners to go to for
Yeah,
information?
well, we publish all the information, all my articles, interviews, etc., are published on the website Voice for Science and Solidarity. So, Voice for Science and Solidarity, because I think these are two notions that are very important to science and also solidarity, no discrimination whatsoever towards vaccinated people. Like it was also completely ridiculous to discriminate or the unvaccinated at the beginning of these vaccination campaigns.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Awake Nation with Penny L.A. Shepherd and David Zublik with you. And just a reminder that a new episode of The Dark Outpost was posted yesterday. A new film, allegedly a snuff film featuring Hillary Clinton. Another one has surfaced on the dark web. We bring you the latest report on that. Go to watch.darkoutpost.tv. Check it out. Sign up. 1 year membership is only $29.99. And we send you the super bundle when you email us a copy of your receipt for your 1 year membership. So please go there and check that out today. And now joining us is JJ Carroll, of course, who you love. And hey, JJ, how come they're sending all these National Guards people to help people with the eclipse today and kind of manage and control things there, but they can't send them to the border? You're muted.
We're muted for some reason. Does it look like you're muted?
Can you hear me now?
Yes,
We
we
can hear
can.
you now.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I must have hit something. I don't know what. But, you know, heck, man, I don't know. My wife is home with my son today. He's not in school. I'm afraid to go out because what's going on? It's an eclipse. I
It's a
got national.
natural thing, but you see how in JJ in Texas, they have shut down all transport in 80 counties.
But why? Think about this. This is, I was telling my wife this last night. I said, this is the greatest
Folks.
crime against America is the fact that no one believes anyone anymore and believes
No.
that that's an up and up. Everyone believes there's something, and rightfully so, right? Do you trust anything our government says to us?
No.
Do you trust your doctors and your hospital? Do you
Nope.
trust the police, the intel?
Nope.
No, you don't. So when people say, well, don't worry about it, it's just eclipse. Wait a minute. Why are you shooting rockets into at the sun? What are you
Why are you
doing?
starting CERN?
It's crazy. But you know, it's interesting. When I logged on and got in the waiting room, waiting to come on. First, that was a shocking story of a woman being filmed having bestiality sex. That was my wake-up call to the show this morning.
But
And
not only that,
then
JJ, when I was looking for the video for that, because I saw the story, so I figured the video would tell it, there were more stories about the same thing with different people.
it's crazy. We live in sick, evil times. And
That's
then I see the Death with American video, which I've seen ad nauseum, right? But what struck me about that, and what I like to just brief on, is 2 weeks ago, Joe Biden bestowed, it's called DED, Deferred Enforced Departure. And what that means is kind of like a temporary protective status. He granted 6,000 illegal alien Palestinians DED protection, meaning for 18 months, they are forbidden from being deported, arrested and deported. So men like that times 6,000 that are here illegally from Palestine that hate America, they can't be deported. America needs to wake up. Something is going to happen. The closer we get to the November election, I don't know what you guys believe, but my feeling is something.
Oh, yeah. I definitely believe it. Something is going to happen. We're poking the bear in every aspect of our lives right now. This government is poking the bear. They're poking it in, you know, with Russia. They're poking it with the illegal immigrants coming in here with possible suitcase nukes and the Chinese. We're poking it with biological weapons. I mean, we're just waiting for something to happen.
Yeah, and poking the bear, stirring the cauldron.
Yeah. Well, look, if I told you at the end of 4 years, Joe Biden is going to allow, just think of this, I transported you back in time. If in January 19, 2021, and said, hey, in 4 years, this is what it's going to look like. 12 million illegal aliens will be arrested. 11.5 of them will be released into America. And in that 12 million, not talking about the 20 million that absconded, just the ones that we arrested and released, there'll be 250,000 Chinese nationals, majority single adult males, 250,000 special interest aliens, which are terrorists, that will be arrested and released, 250,000 Russians, over a million Venezuelans, and, right, and a million Haitians. And I said to you, nothing's going to go wrong. You would laugh at me. You would say, you're so gullible, JJ. Of course something is going to happen. You cannot throw that into a mix and say, it's all going to be good. It's not going to be good. The rapes, just not even talking about, quote, big terrorist attacks and civil unrest. Just look at the enormous amounts of rapes and murders by illegal aliens against U.S. citizens. It's happening multiple times a day. Multiple murders, multiple rapes every single day. That's crazy.
Right, because we're letting people into the United States that clearly hate America. And I'm just going to say that I believe the current resident in the White House clearly hates America.
I believe he's brain dead. And I believe I know what you're saying, when you talk about Biden, and I do too, I say Biden. And when I mean Biden, I mean his cabinet, all the people that are in the upper echelon.
The administration as well.
Yes, they hate America. And I would go one step further and say, without a doubt, I have enough evidence throughout the years to say that they're traitors. They're absolute traitors to our nation. And not just them. Look at the Republicans. They voted by one vote to begin impeachment of Mayorkas. That was in February 14th. Where is this impeachment? Where is it, Mr. Johnson, you little tiny man? Where is it? And they won't do it. And we know why, because they're complicit in this.
You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, JJ, had said that she thinks that Johnson's being blackmailed, because why else would he be doing what he's doing? And she is asking for his removal.
I think he's compromised. I think, David, you were the one when he first came into office or into this position, you were talking about or did a story on him, his text with his son, right? About
saying, you know, they monitor each other's porn viewing.
Okay. I have a son that's 12. And when he, and obviously he has access to stuff, when he gets to 14, 15, of course their friends are going to share stuff. One of the last things that I'm going to do with my son, David, is we're not going to sit down at the dinner table and converse about what kind of porn we watch.
Exactly.
Right.
It's not going to happen. Right. So when you start, but you see how crazy, I mean, you had a bestiality story, and you're saying, and you're rightfully so, you could find 100 of those just by a simple Google search.
It was shocking.
That is how evil and immoral America's gotten, that things like this We just kind of shrug our shoulders. Like David, he shares and converses about what kind of porn they watch. That should be a giant red flag to everyone in America, but everyone's like, it's not that big a deal. Well, it is a big deal. And yeah, he's compromised. Look what, you're right, Marjorie Taylor Greene said out loud. He's passed more detrimental bills against America than Nancy Pelosi would ever bring forth and approve. That's the speaker of our party.
Yeah.
I believe it's our party. I believe our government's destroyed.
It is. And I have to be honest with you, you know, I don't know if we'll ever get it back. I think that if Trump gets in there, he'll slow down the process again for a little while longer, but stop it? No. All he's going to do is just put the brakes on it for a little, you know, drag it out, you know, and he'll try. He's a good man, but he can't do it alone. And I think the process is just we're too far gone.
I hate to agree with you, but I do. And you can't look, it's a slippery slope theory, right? And everyone's, I don't know if I believe that. Well, it is real. It's a real theory. You take a couple steps the wrong way and you look back and you're like, I can correct it. I can get back. Okay. I take a couple more steps and now it's too far away. And now I'm frantically trying to get up that hill. And the more I try, the farther I slip. And that's what it is in America. Look, I just wrote an article and did a podcast the other day on the replacement theory. The replacement theory is real. And this is what you're talking about, David, that there's no going back. It is now a math problem. It's not even, let's say that we shut the border out right now. Right. No one ever comes across the border ever again. Just the people that are here. 50 million people in America. Did you just over freeze? 50 million. Excuse me.
Did you just freeze?
No, I didn't see him freeze.
Yes. Nope, I'm right here.
OK, having a problem on my end.
I think so.
But if you had 50 million people in America, which we do, one in every 6.5 people are foreign born. Nationals, over 40 million are illegal aliens. 40 million. The Democrats will admit to over 30 million, but I'm telling you, it's 40 to 42 million.
Yeah, you're making an excellent point, and that is even if we put a stop to a dead stop right now, what we already have in here is enough. Something's going to happen with what we already have.
And you just look at birth rates, okay? American birth rates are like a 1.9, meaning we don't replace ourselves. Foreign nationals historically are anywhere reproducing at a 3.4 to a 4.5. So they're doing almost triple us, at least double, at times triple. You're within a generation. You're just and we're not even counting the deaths, the American, because we are an older population. And you're importing tens of millions of single adult military age men. Just think of that. I just laid out a problem. What's going to happen as all of these forces meld together? You have a dying population in the United States of America. You do not replace yourself through births. I bring in military age men that are going to live another 30 to 40, 50 years by the tens of millions. It's not 10 generations away, David. It's one generation away to having 150, 175 million illegal alien foreign nationals in a country that has 400,000 people. It's over. It's over.
They used the jab to kill as many of us off as possible, and they're going to replace us with these military age men who will turn the United States into a third world country. And those of us that are left, good luck. And of course, the drug problem is completely out of control. The cartels are right along the border now, from what I understand, right there. You know,
yes, the drug cartels. There's reports that I couldn't believe this when I saw this. They absolutely have proof that 2,000 Chinese national scientists are in labs in northern Mexico. And what are they producing? Wow. Well, they're producing fentanyl. They brought over their chemists to and all their pill presses and everything else, and they're just churning out fentanyl like crazy to kill Americans. Everyone knows that it comes from China, and people don't. This is shocking. I know we talked about this before, but all of the vast majority, 90 plus percent of all the fentanyl, it comes from Wuhan, China, the same place that gave us COVID.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't say anything, David. We don't say anything. I like to say that it's Orwellian, but I think that does it injustice to just say this is Orwellian. I think it's even beyond 1990, 1984 book, about the farms. This is beyond that. And well, I don't
think Orwell's probably turning over in his grave because he's thinking, I couldn't have, I thought I got it pretty right, but oh my God, I came up short.
I know, because would you really believe that this is where we would be? Like in four years, I think about that sometimes. I go back and I remember the anxiety and the anger and the resentment I had before Biden came in, because not only did I believe the American public was ripped off and stolen the election, but I knew instinctively that we were going to go from an almost completely secure border back to the absolute chaotic world that I lived in for 19 years before Donald Trump became office. But if I'm really intellectually honest, I could have never, ever predicted what is happening right now. And let me just say this in my short time that I have with you, because this is new developing stuff that's happened probably in the last week or two. And I don't remember if we talked about it just a little bit the last episode. When this is phase two of the invasion, is Catholic Charities came out and actually said in a video, this is phase two. There's phases to this. And this is when you go out and you can sponsor a foreign national to come in. So a U.S. citizen or a LAPR, a green card holder, can go and say, okay, I want to petition my spouse, my brother, my sister, whatever, but I have to show the financial wherewithal, and I'm on the hook for that individual coming over to America. Like, if they can't find a job, they have to have a place to live. It's on me. I got to either pay for that or they come live with me. It's right. Called sponsor. You fill out a form, an I-134 Declaration of Financial Support. In their deviousness, and I have to, I got to applaud them. I got to applaud Biden and Mayorkas because they're geniuses.
Yeah.
What they've done, but what they've done, David, is they've said the USCIS, the United States Citizenship and Immigration Service, has bestowed legal resident status to everyone that has been paroled in asylum, and everyone under temporary protective status. Every one of those 6,000 Palestinians are now determined to be legal residents. And why is that important? It's because now they can bring in their illegal alien families.
Right.
Because they can sponsor them. But they don't have to do one, because the U.S. government has waived the financial obligation and said you can use the NGOs as your financial backstop. So we are giving billions of dollars to the NGOs, Catholic Charities, United Way, and they are now financially backstopping illegal aliens in our country to bring in their families. So instead of 10
to this executive order that Biden signed, he wants to give them the right to vote along with felons. Convicted felons. So they're not just coming in here to live. They're coming in here to influence the future of our country.
Well, that seems fair, right, David? They should, if they're here, they should be able to vote, right? Isn't that what every country on planet Earth does, is allow foreign nationals to tell them how to run their country? If I went to Mexico, you know, when you go to Mexico, when I would arrest a Mexican national, everyone, even like they always say, well, our blacks in America and the Hispanics and minorities are so stupid that they can't get ID cards. That's how stupid, racist that is to say it, but yeah. I'm parroting what they say. You're so stupid, black America, you can't get an ID. Do you know what people from Mexico, every single one of them, I'm talking native Indians from Mexico that don't even know how to read or anything. You know what they all have? They have a national ID card that allows them to vote. It has a picture and their thumbprint on it. So if I go to Mexico to vote and say, hey, I'm a U.S. citizen, I feel very empowered that I need to tell you what the hell to do in Mexico, so I'm going to vote. They would throw me in jail and laugh at me. but we're going to allow them to vote in our election. We count them in our census, David. That is insanity. And they do that because they want to flip the congressional seats and strip them from the conservatives and give it to the crazy blue states and sanctuary cities.
Yeah. And I, to be perfectly honest with you, I don't see it changing. I really don't. I think something between now and November is going to happen. And I'm thoroughly convinced that it will not be Biden running against Trump by the time we get to August. I think by the time we get to the Democratic convention, Biden will be out because they know that he can't debate Trump. I mean, they pumped him up full of drugs to do the State of the Union. I thought he was going to explode, like putting too much air in a tire. That's how high he was pumped up. But they're going to have to get somebody else, maybe a Gavin Newsom, as our upcoming guest, Brooks Agnew, has stated. You know, they're going to find a way to get him out of there and replace him with Newsom. And then you're going to see an interesting turn of events. I don't know.